What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toi O Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
Welcome to the BFM studio, Tom from Leisure.
Hello, sir. How are you going?
I'm good. Now, you've just jumped on a plane and flown all the way out from Dunedin.
Yes. Yes.
We would be remiss if we didn't talk about the weather, because it's been so wintry and stormy.
It has.
Has it been snowing down in Dunedin?
It has. You've got to drive up a few hundred metres for it, but it's there if you want to find it, and it's very fun.
Nice. Now, you're in town. You're just band practice.
Yep.
With Leisure. Yes. You are playing at Winterbest this Saturday, which is happening out at Corbin Estate Art Centre in West Auckland, a short walk from the Henderson train station, maybe like 10 minutes. But you guys are the numero uno headliner. You've got the biggest font on the Winterbest website beside the Beths. The lineup is massive. Leisure, the Beths, Wed Together, Tammy Nielsen, Anika Moa, Finn Andrews, Tiny Ruins, Julian Dine, Anna Coddington, Kedu Carlo, Luana, Carnivorous Plant Society, who are wicked live, Lips, Hopetown Brown, Susie Cato, Captain, Festus McBoyle, Syrup, Stinky Jim, Dylan C, DJ Oracle, Marjorie Sinclair, Amanda Mania, Watson, Gabriella Gonzalez, Russell Brown, Rewind Fields, Sister Rosa, Geneva Masters, Go-Go Family Rave, and Le Cirque de JP. It sounds like a enormous festival.
I think you covered it. Yeah.
Are you excited to get the band back together and like play? Has it been a while since you guys played live? The last time I saw you, I was the opening act DJ.
Yes, you were, sir. Yeah, I might be tripping, but I'm pretty sure it's been 2 years. I think.
Yes.
Which is crazy, but we've definitely been practicing 4 shows and then they get cancelled.
Mm-hmm.
So it hasn't been 2 years since we've been in the rehearsal room, which is a relief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys have got a reasonable international profile. Are there any offers coming in for shows abroad and stuff like that?
Yeah, there is. I think our management, Amy, is kind of crunching the numbers and all that kind of thing. And I'm pretty sure at the end of the year we'll start figuring
firing
some stuff
it
out.
Up. Yeah, I guess now is the time that people also close the deals for the New Year's festivals.
It is.
Yeah. A knowing look there.
Yeah. The thing is, if you go overseas, you're probably going to lose money. But if you stay here and play, then that's where you make money. So it's kind of that hard thing with like what experience versus, you know, cash bonus.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Now, this evening's feature is all about the guest selection, and Tom from Leisure, we've got you to dial up some tracks for us. What would you like to start with and why?
Well, I reckon we could maybe start with Anika. We were talking about the Horrors playing Big Day Out in like 2009, and Jeff Barrow produced Primary Colors by The Horrors, which is one of my favourite albums, and he also produced this record by Anika, and my favourite song is called In the City.
All right, let's hear it.
We'll be right back.
Very, very tasty. Now, hey, Tom, just off air, just to give everyone a like look behind the curtain, I was asking you about the, I guess, kind of any pre-show nerves you might have, and or getting back to practice with the guys, because you got a couple of days ahead of you of practicing with the band. We're talking about nerves pre-show and in a live setting. Do you get a bit, I don't know, do you get pre-show nerves when you're about to play live with Leisure?
Yeah, definitely. Mm. Definitely.
I mean, is it different? I mean, this is obviously a free show for the public. You get your free tickets at winterbest.nz. But, I mean, what's it like playing to an audience that have got a free ticket or have paid for a ticket? Do you think there's a difference?
There's definitely a difference. I mean, if someone's paying $50 to come and see your band, you're already kind of got, you know.
They've already signed on. They've already, cashed that check. They're a fan of the band.
Yeah, they know what they're in for.
Mm.
And I guess if they're just kind of coming along.
To a free show.
Is there
more pressure to impress? Would you guys have like a meeting beforehand? Like, all right, we need to win this audience over. All right, guys.
These families, we that's where the money is, mate.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's definitely, I don't know the answer, but there's a difference, 100%. Yes. There's just like a vibe difference, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think we'll be playing. When does the sun go down up here? Like 7? 8?
When does it go down in Dunedin?
Oh, too early, man.
What time? Because you're a Dunedin local now.
Yeah, I think it's like 5:30 now ish.
Oh yeah, it'd be the same time in Auckland.
Okay. All right, we might get some nighttime goodness then.
Okay. What would you like to play next?
We were talking about the New York kind of 60s post-punk scene.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we can maybe do some Crystal Stilts. Which is off their first record, and it's called Departure, and it's a great, great song.
Okay, let's play it. Here we go.
Just behind the sun, my eyes slipped inside it.
Crystal Stilts with Departure. Now, BFM has played a lot of Crystal Stilts in, back in the day, y'all. that definitely rang a bell with me. I was like, yeah. Holy smokes. Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice tune. Nice tune. Very post-punk.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. That was my thing.
No, you got, oh, you want to have a yarn, Lewis? Oh, just turn his mic up, turn his mic down. You're watching the VUs.
Just saying which one's on and which one's not on.
Yeah. No, okay. Okay.
Am I too close?
No, you're good. You're perfect. Yeah. We can turn it down a bit. No, it's good. Now, Tom from Leisure.
Yes.
What have you? Is there been an impact of living in Dunedin? Have you found yourself listening to lots of Flying Nun records or anything like that? You're just like, oh, I love this bleak landscape. And here am I playing my post-punk now.
The kind of snowy vibe brings up a lot of, like, I guess Norwegian dance music. Mm-hmm. If that's a niche, mm-hmm. Like kind of minimal.
Mm. Dead Skeletons. Is that dance music? No.
Oh, that's, oh, you want to go down that road, Doug? it's more the Icelandic, I guess. Chiasmos?
No idea.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's kind of, I guess it's like snowboarder soundtrack music. Mm-hmm. Minimal kind of clean dance music. But yeah, the Flying Nun stuff I got into a while ago, and that's, that band kind of got me, because they were influenced by Flying Nun mm-hmm. when they started.
Yes.
Which I listened to them, and then I got into the Flying Nun stuff from an American band, which is...
It's funny. Know. It's funny how it works, it's and the reach of all of that stuff. It's just, I mean, many years ago I talked to Anton Newcomb from the Brian Jonestown Massacre, and he spent the first 10 minutes of the conversation talking about look, blue go purple.
Oh right, yeah.
Just it was like, oh my god, goodness me, you know. He's like, oh look, I was DJing out over the weekend because he lives in Berlin. He's like, oh, I was DJing at this club and I dropped this X record from this band. It look blue go purple, you know, like on the ground. I'm like, oh, I need to get another copy.
Yeah.
You know, it's just funny to just think about the reach of that sort of stuff on a global scale, like, and to know that like someone like Anton Newcomb is out DJing a club with that record from Flying Nun.
Yeah, yeah. 100%.
It's weird. Yeah, it's funny. Hmm.
Yeah, it's done quite a lot around the world, that scene.
Now, we should jump into another song. What would you like to play and why?
Let's go with a Weevil remix by Silicon, who is New Zealand's own Cody Nielsen.
Mm-hmm. Is he based in, does anyone know, is he based in Portland at the moment? Are they doing like another UMO record? What's the go there? Is he touring with UMO? Because I guess the borders are open and everyone's like just hard at it again, pounding the pavement.
Yeah, I don't know. Hmm. I mean, I think I saw his niche Instagram. It's very sporadic, but he was doing like some more of that birthday sweet stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he's a mysterious guy. But I mean, that's part of the appeal. And he remixed a Weevil song, who's a dance duo from Amsterdam. It's called Doesn't Do Anything, and it's very, very sexy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Slip those shoes off, guys.
Doesn't do anything.
Okay, we're scratching around on the internet at this point for, is that playing? It appears it is. Is this the remix you're after?
I think it is, man.
Oh, no, this is The Doors. The Doors of Then, I Am Yours, I Am You, Anton, You Can Remix, the Brian Jonestown
this
Massacre.
This is the one. Yeah, we're it just is? Talking about the Brian Jonestown Massacre.
Okay.
And this is a remix that I really, really like of Tim Burgess.
From about 7 years ago?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good to me. He's so prolific. Yep, I think this is the one. What can you tell us about this?
I just love it, eh? I think I was like smoking lots of weed at the time, mm-hmm. and I was just like, this is the best song I've ever heard.
Oh, it's such a good feeling, right?
Yeah.
I had that.
I found it, I finally found it.
About 2 weeks ago, I was like, oh, man, I love this band, I love this, I love it, I love it, I love it. It's just like when you strike that moment, man, it's so good.
Yeah.
All right, let's turn it up. You tune to BFM. Tom. Oh, I'm going to talk over the vocal. Tom from Leisure's here. They're playing Winter Best this Saturday at Corbin Estate Arts Centre. We'll see you there. goodness me, you can really hear Anton Newcomb on that one.
You can,
so Jonestown-y.
Yeah, yeah. Very swampy, eh?
Mm.
Yes, I love that.
Grubby little bugger, you, Anton Newcomb. Now, Tom from Leisure, I reckon we've got time for one more guest selection, and then we'll play a Leisure song.
Okay,
what do you want to play?
We could bump it up to a little dancey one if you like.
Mm-hmm.
There's a remix of Fat White Family that I really like.
Yep.
And a few of them have actually started a new group called Decius, and it's like an acid house a band, and they're putting out EPs at the moment that are really, really cool. But I think they were inspired by remixes of the Fat White Family stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this would be one of them. The song's called Cream of the Young, and the remix is by Medicine 8. And I really, really like it. Thank you.
the day. I did make it along to see them, I'm pretty sure, at the King's Arms, but at the time I didn't appreciate their greatness.
Mm-hmm. Happens.
Man, it kind of sucks when you're like 2 years later, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I should have been more into that band.
Yeah, everyone's been there, I think.
Fat White Family, Cream of the Young, that's the Medicine 8 remix. As selected by Tom from Leisure. I thought it'd only be right that we go out on a Leisure track. You guys are like top of the bill out at Winter Best, which is happening Saturday the 18th of June at Corbin Estate Arts Centre out in West Auckland. For you, dear listener, it's completely free to attend. All you got to do is go to winterbest.nz and have an email and sign up and get a free ticket. I'm sure you can probably turn up on the day and just walk straight through, but I guess they're probably trying to get a gauge on numbers.
It's very easy to sign up.
Mm.
I've done it multiple times.
Okay.
For family, friends.
There you go. Not too far from the Henderson train station, if you don't mind a bit of a trot on foot. I think that's probably the best way to get there. The lineup is enormous. It's the cream of the crop. You guys are playing. Oh, you're playing at 6 o'clock.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Oh yeah, nice one.
Family friendly
yes.
time. And then I think the Beths are playing at 7:30.
Yeah.
Which is after us. And then
that's a great time to play, you know, for a free gig. See you later,
Vince. Home in time for tea, mate.
Mm.
Yeah, home in time for dinner.
Mm. If you've not seen Leisure, it's a bloody good time. So I implore you to head along, get a free ticket at winterbest.nz. And if you're wondering what Leisure sounds like, what tune are we going to play, Tom?
I think Do Some Slipping Away.
Yes. Is this your favourite one to play live?
It's up there. It's up there. Yeah. I can't quite narrow it down to one.
Okay. All right. Here we go, guys.
Here you go.
Thank you, Tom.
Cheers. Thanks for having me, man.
I should take you.
What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.